1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll have our top local stories at 8:05. And then at 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts. Board member Louisa Green and District Director for the Greenwich Council, Chris Roller, will join me. WGCH newsletter time is 7:52. First Thursday of each month, joined by State Representative Rachel Khanna, 149th District, North Greenwich, Northern Stamford. And good morning, Representative Khanna. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
All right. Well, we always like to talk about here that the delegation in Greenwich has the longest drive of anyone in the state. So I guess you have a lot to think about on your drive up there, right? Tell us about that, your thought process and some of the things you think about as far as legislation is concerned.
I do, and, you know, we've spoken about it before. I think I'm the representative with the longest commute, and yes, it affords me the opportunity to think about and a lot of the legislation we're working on, and, you know, also catch up on some of the, you know, meetings that I'm, or hearings that I've missed and need to follow up on. But I also was thinking that as I drive, I sort of experience many of the issues that we're addressing in the legislature. You know, I'm on the Transportation Committee, and we've been discussing traffic and pedestrian safety. And, of course, as I drive, I see many reckless and distracted drivers, you know, people who are on their devices, slowing down, speeding up, swerving from one lane into another because, they're in a rush to get to work or, you know, wherever they need to be. And, you know, we all see this on all the roads. So, you know, that's certainly something that we need to be, or that we are addressing in this session. Also, you know, two bills that came up this week were to address vegetation management and sound barriers on I-95. These are both issues that have been, you know, top of mind for residents of Greenwich. And certainly I drive up the Merritt, and I've noticed that they've been clear-cutting a lot of trees and shrubs and grasses and, you know, those really make the Merritt a beautiful drive. You know, again, that's something that we need to address, how the Department of Transportation assesses what needs to be cut and how it addresses the maintenance of its roads without sort of impacting the residents who live along those roads. I drive by the University of New Haven, one of our state's amazing universities, and I also drive by Sikorsky, which has been a partner, a Connecticut partner for decades. And so that makes me think about our worker shortage and really the need to address that because it's been hampering our economic growth. This is also something that the Connecticut Business and Industry Association has highlighted. You know, if we want to keep the Connecticut comeback going, we really need to work on our worker shortage. I had introduced a bill, which is moving forward, to attract and retain teachers and healthcare professionals because there's such a great and growing need for people in those professions. And finally, you know, environmental issues and climate change. I see that, you know, there's sometimes when there's bad storms, there's a lot of flooding on the roads and things like that. And contrary to popular belief, I drive an electric vehicle. Unfortunately, there are no EV chargers easily accessible on my way. So that's something I think we need to address as a state is making, putting more charges along the way for people who drive electric vehicles, because then I'm fighting with my colleagues in the parking garage at the Capitol to charge my car for the way back. And I know this is probably small, but, you know, I've noticed over the years there's less and less bugs on the windshields. And, you know, that's something that, because of chemicals and toxins, and, you know, there's a bill currently in the legislature addressing a ban on neonicotinoids, which, you know, affects all of our biodiversity and especially our bee population, which, as you know, is critical and very important for farming and agriculture. So, you know, it's interesting because, as I drive, I see all the issues that we are addressing in the legislature.
All right. Well, lots of thinking going on. Hopefully, you're paying attention to the road though while you're driving. Also,
I am.
Okay, all right. And maybe there's fewer bugs because we're in winter time. Hopefully there'll be more bugs as we get to the summertime, but not too many mosquitoes out there.
Yes, exactly.
Have you gotten complaints? Because I was reading an article about how people are getting that maybe Eversource Energy is doing some cutting at 2 o'clock in the morning, that kind of stuff. Any hear anything about that in your district?
Yes, I did see that. I saw the article about it. I have not seen that on my roads, but I haven't seen it on the merit, but I think, you know, it is happening. And I think, again, it's something that we need to address with the Department of Transportation and with Eversource.
And you need a balance, right, between keeping those trees from falling on lines and what some would call clear cutting, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. You're on your way up there now?
Not today. Not today. Tomorrow.
All right. It's a lousy day for driving, kind of cloudy and foggy anyway.
Yeah.
But appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to talk to you in April. And maybe there'll
Likewise.
Be more, maybe more bugs on the windshield by then.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Tony.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is State Representative Rachel Khanna of Greenwich joins me.